This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Three U.S. constitutional scholars told Congress Wednesday that President Donald Trump committed impeachable offenses by pushing Ukraine to open investigations to benefit him politically. The Judiciary Panel's hearing was the next step in the House Democrats' effort to impeach the country's 45th president, only the fourth time in the country's history that a U.S. leader has faced a formal impeachment proceeding. Congressman Doug Collins is the lead Republican on the Judiciary Panel.
It couldn't be any more frustrating than those of us who went through law school and just heard on and on and on about things that are hypothetical, may not have happened, or what didn't happen. What we saw today was a complete lack of anything from this committee on how we move forward with this impeachment inquiry.
Both sides stuck to their talking points. Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Gerald Nadler.
The facts presented at the hearing today were overwhelming and compelling. They were overwhelming as to the president's abuses of power, the president's abuse of Congress, the president's betrayal of his oath under the Constitution.
The Democratic-controlled House of Representatives could, on a simple majority vote, impeach Trump before leaving on the Christmas week recess at the end of the month, setting up a trial next month in the Republican-majority Senate, where a two-thirds vote would be needed for conviction to remove Mr. Trump from office. U.S. officials say an American warship seized a significant cache of what is thought to be Iranian missile parts headed to insurgents in Yemen. Authorities say the Navy and Coast Guard members boarded the small boat in the Northern Arabian Sea last Wednesday, seized the weapons. Washington has long accused Iran of smuggling arms to Houthi rebels who have been fighting the government in Yemen for 4 years. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.